Do you want to know why I do the business of firsthand memories? Let me tell you a little bit about my personal story. During the sad time when my mother's Alzheimer's disease was progressing, she and my dad lived over 1,000 miles from their three daughters. One day, in a fit of despair, Dad threw away over 25 boxes of slides captured during their life together. Those were the childhood photos of me and my sisters, our baby pictures, vacations, holidays, and relatives whose names I had not yet cataloged. Not only had my mother lost her memories, but now the pictures that depicted my family history were also irretrievable. Eventually, I was able to get past my deep distraught. I set regret aside and focused on uncovering and preserving as many stories about my family as I could. Whether or not I had a photo, it became urgent to save the stories. And to fill in the blank spaces, I tugged at my own memory and coaxed memories from my relatives and friends. Almost everyone I spoke with described similar circumstances, where illness, distance, maybe death, or emotional disconnectedness created the same urgency I was feeling. Then, months after my dear parents passed away, I came across a forgotten cassette tape. It was an audio letter my parents recorded for me 45 years earlier when they were living in Japan. I brought my old cassette player out of the closet, pushed the tape in, and pressed the play button. I closed my eyes. It worked! When I heard my parents' vibrant voices, tears streamed down my face. It sounded like they were right in the room with me. Quickly, before the fragile tape became unplayable, I converted it into a digital file. That recording remains one of my most treasured possessions. From that profound experience, I came to believe that saving the voice of the storyteller is one of the best ways to relay what happens in our lives. Each voice reveals the character and unique perspective of the speaker. I vowed to help others find and save their life stories as closely to firsthand as possible. I spent over a year learning everything I could about life story saving techniques. I honed my interview and editing skills. And in 2016, I joined the International Association of Personal Historians. At the end of 2016, I began to offer my services as the owner of Firsthand Memories. Now that you know some of my reasons for doing this work, I hope you are inspired to tell your stories. Whether you write them down, record your voice, capture video, or do all three, I urge you to start.